Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Kwame Ajamu. I haven't done anything on here in a long time. I have one show called The Kwame Ajamu Show, the other one, New African Hoodoo. And I haven't done anything on either of these shows in, about 4 years now. Reason being, because I've been very busy, and I've been in other projects where I didn't have the $40. I know this is crazy. The $40 to get premium, and the people that I want to be on my show are 2 hours people. Tonight I was supposed to have Papa Say. There was a mix-up with my unprofessionalism because he's in Chicago, and there's some few hours between Chicago and I'm in Cleveland. I told him 8 o'clock, and then I just today got the host call in number. So, Papa Say, if you're out there, please call in your host pin. I sent it to you on your Facebook page via message, because I don't know how else to get things to you there, because I can never contact you. I guess you're so busy. But we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about what some of the things I would have asked him. I guess, I don't know what time. I need to look it up now, see what time Chicago time is relative to Cleveland time. By 8 o'clock, I don't know what time that would be for Papa Say. Anyway, maybe it was 7 o'clock or something. I didn't call in and he thought nothing was going to be happening. That's on me. Again, Papa Say, if you're listening, please call me. I sent you the host call-in number through your Facebook page. So if you got that, please give me a call. We're going to be talking about hoodoo tonight, and I'm going to talk about that until Papa Say calls in. I want to say right here, right now, what is hoodoo? Well, I had a great-great aunt. She was born about 1885, and she was there when I was born. I was born in 1965. So I don't know how old that make her, about, 80 years old when I was born. Because I remember when she turned 87, I was 7 years old and I had broke one of her mirrors. And she told me I was going to have 7 years bad luck for breaking her mirror. Well, I think that's 7 years and extended. I took 7 years, so I'm 50 now. So for 43 years, I'll say I had about had some badass luck. So I don't know if it was because of breaking that mirror. And maybe I did a few other things. But anyway, I remember some of the things she did. Like, she used Crisco and just bacon fat and just pig fat for everything. Everything she cooked, everything she did was pig fat, bacon fat. She would put, I don't know, all kind of things in the pig fat and the bacon fat. And she was also, since she was a woman, she died when I was about 19 years old. So I guess she was 99 or 100 or something when she died. She was one of those, too. So, of course, she was long past her menstruation years. So she would use urine in the food. She cooked food to endure us to her, you know. She was an old woman, and I guess she had lost her touch. And you could smell the urine in it, especially in a meatloaf. No one ate that meatloaf. She did other things, too. She taught my mother how to read poems, and thus my mother taught me how to read poems. But she taught my mother how to do tea leaves. And later on, talking to Professor Katrina Hazard, She said that there were certain things, a lot of times that was considered male work in hoodoo, and certain things considered female work. Still, it's a young, come on in. But what I want to say is that I don't know if that was if she taught my mother also how to read tea leaves. She didn't teach me, and my mother didn't teach me. And the reason being because that wasn't supposed to be for men, not for men. And so I don't know if that was considered the same in other lines of hoodoo, but I know in my family, especially my aunt, I mean my great great aunt, it was not considered a male thing to do reading tea leaves. Tea leaves was exclusively the area for women. Now, I wouldn't call myself a root worker because that's not my, I'm not good at that. My wife can heal people. She's a big time Christian. She heals people. I'm not a healer at all. And my grandmother was a healer. And also another aunt of mine, Annie Mae White, was a healer. And they both healed me when I was young, but I'm not a healer. As a matter of fact, I suffer with health problems. I hate to say what I am good at. I'm not going to say on openly in the air. But I'm good at taking motherfuckers out of here that need to be taken out. That's right. I hate to say this. I really feel horrible about it. But the spirits help me in two ways. Excuse my language, people. Getting pussy and killing motherfuckers. Seriously. The cats that I have dispatched of, male and female, have been people, and let's get this straight, I have not killed anybody, like with a gun or a knife or anything like that. It's always been through the help of spirits, and these spirits always gave me the courage. It took a long time before I did any of this stuff. I tried to stop people from harming me and my family. And I tried to stop people using certain things, spirits. I tried to sweeten the person's attitude towards me. I have a son who's very, very handicapped. And this was involved with them trying to do something with him, okay? I'm going to just tell you, my son is extremely autistic. There were social workers. So I had my son by myself. I mean, I was taking care of him by myself because his mother couldn't do it. So, I mean, he's extreme. He couldn't talk. He can't talk. He's very violent. He ran and skated a bunch of times. Most of the children service people wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. They didn't want to try to take him because they couldn't do nothing with him anyway. And one of them told me, we can't guarantee his safety. So, I mean, I mean, one time, my wife caught herself running away because she said I had her with him. And my other two kids, I had two more little kids, she fled and left these two little kids with her criminal mom, okay? Rest in peace. I'm not going to say her mom's name. Rest in peace. I love my mother-in-law. I loved her. I still do. She's dead now. And as a matter of fact, she comes to me in dreams and gives me numbers. I've hit the number 16 times in a row from dreams. Only a few times I get any money out of it because I had told my friend's mother about it, and she played it and then gave me some of the money. But other than that, I never had money enough to play the number. And I've even showed a couple of Babalawos that I had this talent. One I showed, he messaged me on the phone like, man, that number you gave me last week, damn, look on it, it fell. You know, so, you know, I know a lot of people that got little, you know, they got all kind of little things they do and work little formulas and hit constantly. But mine just come with dreams, and the dreams, like I dream of rats, and I look at, and somebody look it up for me and play it both ways, and about a week later it'll fall, you know. But At first, I didn't know that the number fell twice and it came two ways. And one Bible Long friend I know, he said, "Man, that number fell, but you gave me a different number." I said, "Oh, I didn't know the number fell both ways." So, but anyway, this person was being a bitch, this social worker I told you about who wanted to take my son. I don't know why. I was the only one that could handle him and stuff. And even when, like I said, my wife left my two other little kids, who are pretty much grown now, or are grown now, with her mother, and her mother was a criminal, I hate to say it, with a criminal dude, and they was doing some criminal shit all up and down the freeway with my two kids. So when the police stopped them, because I didn't know where the two kids was, my wife ran, because she didn't want to be with Aaron, my other son. She couldn't do nothing with him. So she ran, left him with me, disappeared. And my other two kids, children's services had taken them. And since then, I didn't know anything about it. What the fuck? The hell was that? I paid for 2 hours. What do you mean, 90 seconds? Anyway, I don't know what the hell that was. But, they must have got me. It's a what? It wasn't even for 30 minutes, some of them 90 seconds. But anyway, I don't know what this is. Somebody getting ready to cut me off for some reason. I guess I'm going to have to call back in here. But anyway, to make a long story short, the Children's Service people sent a police officer to East Cleveland to come to my house and tell me my kids was down there with them. And my autistic son had tore the whole place up. And I couldn't stop him, So they looked around at how messed up the place was, and they asked they was on a walkie-talkie with the Children's Service lady. Asked, did she want them to take my autistic son out that house? She said, "No, leave him alone with that boy. I can't. Just want to see." I guess we're gonna cut off. I don't know what's going on, folks. I don't know what this is. But anyway, long story short, no, she said, "Leave them alone. I just want to make sure that the two kids got a safe place to come. And as long as my other son was there, they wouldn't send them to me. They sent them to my grandmother." That's how messed up that was. But anyway, I had that protection, ancestral protection. But I had to wind up taking a name of a social worker to the graveyard and putting her on the left hand of a serial killer relative of mine. And true enough, that social worker who wanted to take my kid died. Yes, that's true. That's a true story. But, this is a way that we blacks can use hoodoo to defend ourselves. Because it's ours. Our ancestors gave it to us. Now, I don't know if this damn thing will cut off or not. But anyway, our ancestors gave it to us. They didn't give it to no. They, this is something that came from our enslaved African ancestors here in North America, so-called United States. So, so hoodoo or whatever you want. Blaine Jean didn't call it hoodoo. She didn't call it hoodoo. She called it Christianity. And she didn't think she was using hoodoo. To her, she was using Christianity. If you tell her she was using hoodoo, she'd beat you about the head and face. That was not what, to her, that was not what she was doing. So, a guy I know who's a great worker, his handle on Facebook is Medicine Man, Medicine Worker. Now, He used to be Medicine Man. I like that name better. But anyway, medicine worker, he said so himself that the people that he knows or knew is they don't call it hoodoo. They call it spiritual work or what have you. So I guess hoodoo has a bad name, but that's the way it is. I have no problem with calling it hoodoo, but that's what I'm going to call it anyway. I guess I'll call it spiritual work, because to me that's what it is. Anyway, I'm going to, you know, they don't want the elders. I met, Papa Say is the only person who I ever met. And I guess he's not as old as the old folks when I was a kid, of course. I mean, he's like, you know, I guess he's 78 or 77, but he's not as old as the cats when I was a kid. Those guys are dead now. And they didn't want to call it spiritual work. They never call it a spiritual work. So I wonder, am I on this damn thing? Did it cut me off or what? I don't even know if it cut me off. I can't get it on my computer. This is just craziness. Why the hell isn't that on my computer? It's not making no damn sense. None of this is making sense. All the time I try to do something like this big or something, something always shuts me down. It's like I'm permanently have to be in the shadows or something. But anyway, I think it's some kind of big mistake here. I don't know. I hope this ain't prime time. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Let me see what's happening. I don't know what the hell's going on. Am I on? I don't even know if I'm on, folks. If I'm on, let me know, okay? I should be on. I don't know if I am. And I don't know how to tell if I'm on. Let's see. Well, anyway, like I said, I'm not, you know, I'm good. And also, for some reason, I've always been good. Let's see, y'all. Okay, if I'm on, let me see, how the hell can you call me? I hope I'm on, people. So much shit is going wrong with this, with my phone and everything else. It's just a bunch of malarkey. You know? So if my phone cuts off, I'm going to call. I'm trying to charge it, but damn, it's not charging. Everything is going wrong with this broadcast tonight. As it always does when I do shit like this. For some reason. I don't know. It's like a goddamn fool. But like I said, people, it's like I got this dark energy. And all the time I do anything, it's like I got a power or had a power. I don't really care too much now. But I get to use the damn near fuck anybody I wanted to. And I'm not the most handsome cat in the world. I mean, if I really wanted to fuck a chick, I had no problem doing it. I would always take all kind of chicks home with me. I'd go to the bar and just look for chicks to take home. And always it was some fine chicks. I take care of my business, but still, you know. It's like always could be glamour certain women. I had this kind of glamour about me. you know. And I was born with a call, what they call a call over my face or a bell, whatever the hell you want to call it. And I looked at another hoodoo book. It was one of these, I forgot, one of these, now it's pocket, a book that Professor Katrina Hazard turned me on to. It's supposed to be the quintessential, or was the quintessential hoodoo book until, to my mind, until Professor Katrina Hazard wrote her book, Mojo Working. That was the book to get. Now Mojo Working is the book to get. There's no way around that in my mind. It's an incredible book. It even traces down where the John the Conqueror legend came from. It's a real maroon slave who carved out a place for his people. I'm not going to tell you. You got to get that book, Mojo Working. What is it, the old plantation system, Hoodoo, the old-time plantation system, or something like that. Yeah, that's it, I think, by Professor Katrina Hazard. I also have a book out called New African Hoodoo. It's an e-book, total e-book. I tried to get it published in physical form through CreateSpace, but for some reason, CreateSpace is something formatting in that book that won't let them publish it. And I don't know what it is. It's like I said, I've had all kind of professionals try professional secretaries try to help me get whatever form. And we've changed. It told me what the formatting problems was, and we changed it each time. But the same is always at least one formatting problem that would not change, and it always kept it from going through. See, so. And then in the end, the people told me, "Hey, well, we just can't help you." So it's always been something, it seems like, holding me back from this. And I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. As powerful a hoodoo man as I may kind of be, I try to hex remove, try to remove everything. It's some reason, something, you know, when it comes to something quintessential in my life. I mean, I've been at the precipice of power, and something happened unforeseen that always stopped me from being anything, you know, that I really wanted to be or do. I had whooped everybody's ass all night in the tough man contest, and I had messed up my shoulder. The first fight I had, I knocked this Indian guy out. And so I just jabbed everybody all night. I'll jab him because I couldn't use my right hand. The last guy was slick enough, and he had a lot of power, and I needed that right hand for his ass. But he stayed to my right and outpointed me because he knew they had heard me hollering in the bathroom when my coaches tried to apply some hot pants in my shoulder. And he outpointed me. That's just the story of my life, people. All my life has been that way. But also, I've always had incredible power. Incredible power. Like, you know, I had a stroke in my cerebellum. And within 2 weeks, they told me I'd never be able to run. Damn, I mean, I was a Superman, 6'5", 280 pounds of muscle. I wrestled with the same camp that has Steve K. Miocic. Getting ready to fight for a heavyweight title, but before in the UFC. But before it was a place called Strong Style. But before it was called Strong Style, to teach it, that the guy who owns it and the head coach Marcus Marinelli taught me shoot fighting, which is a Japanese form of catch wrestling. And I was a pretty mean motherfucker. I was a boxer before that. A pretty mean motherfucker. Seriously. But I had my autistic son. His mother couldn't do a watching. So I had nobody to watch my son, so I couldn't train enough to become an MMA champ. Plus, I didn't have a wrestling pedigree. And by the time I was 40, I really learned catch wrestling. I was still, I used to go around the gyms making catch wrestlers. I mean, making Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guys tap. I never really liked Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guys and their little, to me, faggoty Jiu-Jitsu tricks. And once I